At 5'11", Baylor's Corey Coleman admires the smaller star receivers in the NFL like Antonio Brown and Steve Smith. But just like those guys, Coleman doesn't play small. He makes the plays of bigger receivers, never backing down from a challenge.
If you know me, I don't like to lose. You know, if the ball's in the air, I'm a receiver. I feel like it's my job. I come down with it or nobody come down with it. But if it's not a good ball, you can still go get it. And that's what I pride myself after.
Coleman had a rough upbringing in Dallas with a father in prison for drugs. His godfather, another Baylor alum and former NFL defensive back Ray Crockett, played a big role in giving him a vision and goals for his future. Last year, Coleman won the Biletnikoff Award as the nation's top receiver, and his latest goal is to be an immediate impact player in the NFL. To use his words, he doesn't want to be a project, and he wants to play right off the jump.
You know, I don't want to feel like, hey, I got to teach him. It's going to take 2 years for him to develop, you know, so I take pride in that, you know, learning the playbook and doing whatever I have to do to be a pro.
Coleman led the nation with 20 touchdown catches last season to go along with 74 receptions for 1,363 yards. He might have put up even bigger numbers if not for Baylor's late season quarterback injuries, but a less than storybook finish to his college career appears to have given him plenty of hunger for the next level.
It was a learning lesson for me. Even at the next level, when I get drafted, everything's not going to go ideally of, you know, how our season really ended. We have quarterbacks go hurt. We have adversity. Got to learn how to deal with it. The leaders and the young guys looking up to me being the older guy, I have to show a lot of maturity.